Over the next 10 years, the Rubin Observatory will be gathering millions of images to create an ultra-wide, ultra-high-definition map of the night sky. When you take a photo with your phone camera, for the most part, the photo will look pretty good. That's because there's a lot of image processing that your phone is doing behind the scenes. Each image captured by the LCST camera will be raw. That means that we need to do all the image processing in a scientifically rigorous way to make them usable for science. Processing an image from Rubin will involve a number of techniques, ranging from removal of instrumental signatures due to camera electronics, to cleaning up occasional non-astronomical sources, like airplanes or satellites that happen to pass through our field of view. To get the depths that Rubin is aiming for, we also will be stacking the many images taken in the same area of the sky together. This lets us see much fainter galaxies and stars than in a single exposure. And to enable us to process this data, we're using large clusters of computers with ample amounts of memory and storage, running science processing pipelines developed over many years in order to help us process these huge data sets quickly and efficiently. Fermilab was part of the team that processed the data going to these first images that were revealed today by Rubin. And these are just the first images, and we have so much more to come.